The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of the people. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
It is Thanksgiving week, everyone. Good morning, 4:59, jumping over 5 a.m. to a Monday morning, 23rd of November, 2020, 710 KNUS. It was a series of major setbacks, I believe, for President Trump and talk radio this weekend. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather, 61 will be the high today, 29 tomorrow, 39 on Tuesday. It cools off. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade will be Wednesday. Tom has the news, and good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. We'll get to that setback in just a moment. But first, AstraZeneca says the COVID-19 vaccine and the University of Oxford developed, the AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford developed, is up to 90% effective for those who are diagnosed with COVID-19 and is 70% effective in preventing people from getting the virus. AstraZeneca joins Pfizer and Moderna in reporting high effectiveness for their vaccines. Meanwhile, the government's coronavirus vaccine chief says about 70% of Americans will have to get vaccinated to achieve herd immunity so that life can return to normal. This news is sponsored by your local Ford store. Ford's Built for the Holidays sales event means great deals on America's best-selling cars, versatile all-wheel drive SUVs, or built Ford tough trucks. The season is here, along with the best deals of the year. So get to your local Ford store today. On that story, President Trump's campaign backs away now from lawyer Sidney Powell, saying she's no longer a member of the Trump legal team and isn't representing Trump. Powell appeared alongside Rudy Giuliani at last week's press conference, raising claims of an international voting fraud conspiracy. And I'm sure you're going to be dealing a lot with that today.
Lynn Wood also.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn Wood's case got dumped on its ear at about 15 minutes in a courtroom in Georgia on Friday. So I didn't hear a lot of what happened to Lynn Wood on a lot of AM radio. They weren't speaking about Lynn. However, we will. And by the way, the judge is a Trump appointee who threw Lynn Wood's creative election lawsuit out the door, too. This is getting old.
The Michigan Board of Canvassers meets today to certify the election results. Normally, it's just a formality, but this year it's possible the four-member board of two Democrats and two Republicans could deadlock on certifying Joe Biden as the state's winner. Republicans in the state have urged the board to delay certification for 2 weeks to go over results in the Detroit area. More than 1,000 hospitals in the U.S. are critically short-staffed due to the pandemic. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, in Colorado, 1,670 hospital beds are in use by coronavirus patients. This weekend's three-day average positivity rate was 11.62%. The state's goal is to remain below 5%. Colorado health officials say 1 in 49 people in the state are currently infected with the virus. They urge people to double down on mask wearing, social distancing, and hand washing. The Colorado State Patrol's COVID-19 call center is up and running. It will assist emergency dispatch centers in offsetting the large number of phone calls for general information or pandemic-related assistance. The number is 1-833-598-598. 5553 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'll repeat that in just a moment. The number is not intended as a 911 emergency response tool. That number, though, for information only, is 1-833-598-5553. European stocks gained ground in early trading today, boosted by the positive vaccine news from AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford. Asian stocks rose generally, but with strong gains in China. On Wall Street, S&P and Dow futures are both up 0.5%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.33% in advance of this morning's opening. And Pete, officials in the Canadian town of Jasper are sternly warning, do not let moose lick your cars. Now, moose needs salt, and usually get it from salt lakes. But now they're discovering that cars pick up road salt, which is put on the roadway to melt snow. You remember road salt?
Oh, listen, I've seen moose do that.
Yeah.
Truly.
Well, officials say when a moose comes over to the car,
leave alone.
Drive away.
There are moose in Grand County. There's a moose in Winter Park. Don't mess with them. I've seen them lick roads. Seriously,
Sure.
They're prehistoric. They're amazing animals, not to be screwed with.
Yeah.
Don't screw with a moose.
Yeah.
Marty Moose is to be left alone.
That's right.
Morning, everybody. Yesterday marked 57 years ago that Jack Kennedy was killed.
Really?
Unbelievable. Yeah. 57 years ago. We're going to have a historian on this morning and talk about that. Lou Papers on his book about the Kennedy assassination. But it is interesting thinking that becomes, I think, the kickoff conspiracy. And it's interesting to watch this wade through this weekend when the Trump-appointed judge throws Lynn Wood's creative election lawsuit out the window. I don't know what's behind the getting rid of Sidney Powell. I can only guess. And it's getting down to what should Donald Trump do next. And it is interesting. I came in and out of a lot of talk radio since all of this began. And there's a great, I don't know, somebody has to learn something, but perhaps no one will. But when John Kennedy was murdered, and that began, and I think rightfully so, very healthy, don't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who were young men when that happened, young men and women when that happened, and it was 57, hard to believe, 57 years ago.
It really is. In fact, with everything going on now, normally November 22nd is indelibly put in my mind, but I just completely forgot about
that. Everything overrides it.
But you're right.
Yeah, Oswald, of course, I don't know what people believe about Lee Harvey Oswald or don't believe about Lee Harvey Oswald, but he was a centerpiece, and I think that was the first time when I started really doubting the governor, the government in general, the CIA in particular, the FBI, just the organized crime, all of the kinds of things that I believe happened. But it leads us into then the continued lies of Lyndon Johnson, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which never happened. Richard Nixon, it stands alone. Richard Nixon's lies and distrust and Richard Nixon's abilities to keep these things going. As we continue through this, and my heavens, the entire Clinton operation is one giant BS, Obama's life story. All of these things that we have watched, what was done by Dick Cheney and George Bush to begin that war, just an enormous amount of lying and conspiracy to get all of these young men and women killed. God knows how many people in the Arab world die. God knows what the fallout of that. And now we come to today. And I've just been amazed at listening to talk radio. It's really been an exercise in learning how not to do what we do for a living. However, they're all the champions that got pushed forward. And again, it was kind of this numbers of conspiracies. There were conspiracies within conspiracies, there were plots within plots, and that's Byzantine. It's like they call them nesting dolls, those Russian nesting dolls. There's a plot within a plot within a plot within a plot. And then the wheels start to come off. And for whatever reasons, I know the Lynn Wood story, and I didn't hear a lot of people talking about Lynn Wood's getting knocked out of the box on Friday, but Linwood got tossed out of court on Friday by a Trump-appointed Trump-appointed judge, and Linwood trotted in with one witness who was a Republican operative. After all of that talk, after all of that Linwood hot air, and I went through, I was on the end of Linwood's hot air in the Ramsey investigation. After all of that, and then Linwood silently goes out the door. The only witness called by Linwood's legal team was this woman by the name of Susan Voyles, V-O-Y-L-E-S, who repeatedly called it amazing that so many absentee ballots skewed in Biden's favor. That was their case. That was their case. And the judge threw it out.
Yeah.
Now, Sidney Powell has announced that she has this of biblical proportions. Here's the Sidney Powell's, it will be biblical. Trump attorney going to blow up Georgia results. Well, the Georgia results got certified. You know, and it's interesting. We love Jenna Ellis and want her on the show badly. And then they got rid of Sidney Powell.
Mm-hmm.
So the two tips of the spear, by God, Lynn Wood's going to show them. By God, Sidney Powell's going to show them. Show them what? Show them what? So what is it that Donald Trump should do next? 303-696-1971, the Georgia Secretary of State certified the election for Joe Biden. Now they got big problems in Georgia because now they have to capture the Senate. And after all of this, this ain't going to help. This is not going to help what Linwood did in Georgia, what the rest of these people did in Georgia, are really, really, really going to hurt the Republican Party in Georgia. They really are now.
I believe that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like, you know, the whole misinformation campaign of all people, Linwood. I mean, like I said, I watched him in action. I know that everyone loved him because he was going to save Donald Trump. And the same thing was true with Sidney Powell. She was going to save all of this. And now, I don't know. I mean, we talked about this conspiracy that Sidney Powell talked about. And Giuliani played this thing out, these conspiracies that are so vast. You know, if you're going to do a conspiracy, if you're going to do something, you keep it in-house.
You know, with these allegations, these are lawyers, Sidney Powell, Giuliani, Linwood. I mean, lawyers know about or should know about evidence, not just allegations, but evidence.
Yeah.
And well, from what you had just said, with what Linwood did in Georgia, his witness didn't
one
apparently,
woman, and she's a Republican operative,
and
all of that
presented an allegation.
All the truth I have right here that's going to end all of this. And boy, I mean, there are people that I think are much brighter than they acted through all of this. Now what? So what does the president do next? And does the time come where he goes, and I understand, you know, the argument, Al Gore took 37 days. I understand all that. That's fine. But you got to make up your mind what you're going to do. And you're not helping anybody at this point. Mm. They legitimately aren't helping anybody.
Yeah.
And the other one, of course, then who shot John Kennedy? And I think it just, where were you when you heard?
I was in college at Michigan State, and I was in a TV director's class. And so, you know, and somebody came in and said the president had been shot, and I thought they were joking. Mm-hmm. And I was in a place because we were able to turn on TV monitors and watch it there and watch Uncle Walter Cronkite report on that. But I remember that it was indelibly put in my mind,
yeah.
You know.
What a moment.
And I'm surprised that November 22nd, that date, mm-hmm. has come and gone, and mm-hmm. I did not realize it. I forgot it.
Yeah. So much other, I mean.
Yeah, what's going on?
Living in a.
But you're right.
And it's 57 years. And
well, still.
Yeah, I mean, every, you know. There are these really interesting sort of psycho historians that say there are dates that everybody remembers.
And that's one of them.
And that's one of them.
Yeah.
But it's more about not necessarily the date itself, but rather where you were when it happened.
Right.
And our parents could tell us where were you when you heard the Japanese had struck Pearl Harbor?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
Yeah.
And that's one of the dates. The VE Day is a date. The atomic bomb's a date. VJ Day is not necessarily the atomic bomb being dropped date, but VJ Day.
Yeah.
Truman beating Dewey is a day that people remember.
Mm-hmm.
The Kennedy assassination, I guess people remember where they were when the shuttle blew.
Yeah.
That's a date that people remember. So
where were you when Kennedy?
Working a steel mill.
Yeah.
And a pipe fitter came up on the furnace, and I, like you, I thought it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you hear Kennedy was shot, like a setup, you know?
And, yeah, right.
You know, no, why, but I'm bumped.
Yeah.
And then they had a little radio in the, it was an open hearth, and then they had in the shack, in the, where the foreman sat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, they had a radio.
Yeah.
And they turned it on KDKA.
Uh-huh, sure.
And everybody kind of, you know, but you had to, you know, everybody took turns going in and listening. And I remember the bars being closed that night.
Mm.
That was bizarre, too. I mean, for that.
I remember when Walter Cronkite announced that Kennedy had died.
Took his glasses.
And he cried. Took his glasses off, choked, put them back on, took them off again.
Remember, he was of their time.
Yes. Yes, that's right. And
World War II. And, you know, he was of their time. And it threw this whole country. It really did. And then, of course, ushering in Lyndon Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the great disasters as a president of this country was Lyndon Johnson, followed by another great disaster, Richard Nixon. There's some idiot professor in Boulder said that Donald Trump was the absolute worst president of all time. I said, why would I live to a radio show with you? Let's just talk about Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about Richard Nixon.
Uh-huh.
About, you know, worst presidents. Let's talk about George W. Bush as a worst president. But they hate Trump so much.
Yeah.
And now what? So
there were, a lot of rumors swirling around about Lyndon Johnson's role in engineering Kennedy's assassination.
No.
I know.
No.
But, I mean, but, that...
There were stories.
Even,
there was even a play done called McBird, like Macbeth.
Yeah.
And McBird about his... And other people believed that Lyndon Johnson had nothing to do with this. He was as frightened and as... I mean, he... The story of the... I don't know if it was called Air Force One back then or not. It may have been. But the guy who piloted it was a colonel.
Mm.
Had to slap Lyndon Johnson. Slapped him.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Johnson was couched and crying. They're going to kill us all.
Yeah.
And he stood him up and backhanded him and said,
wow.
You're the president.
Mm.
That's, you know, and that's one of these moments in history that I'm just drawn to reading about. And no one believes the Warren Commission any more than anyone believes the 9/11 Commission that Bush and Cheney played out in. That nobody believes that. Nobody believes the Warren Commission. The evidence against Lee Harvey Oswald... And it's just amazing to watch all this stuff. So, you know, where are you? But again, I was thinking a lot about it this weekend, watching the wheels come off of not only talk radio, but wheels coming off the heart and soul of what's happening next to our country, the arrival. The swamp's coming back.
Yeah.
I told somebody last night, I said, you know what's going to happen? They said, what? I said, the swamp is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the swamp was pushed back, but now the swamp is back.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lynn Wood and his creative election lawsuit. And I didn't hear anybody talking about Lynn Wood. They got bounced by a Trump-appointed judge threw it out.
Yeah.
And getting rid of Sidney Powell. All right, we have people already wanting to talk. We start with Lauren. Lauren, you're with all of us, man. Good morning on a Monday. Thanks.
Morning, Peter. Hey, I wanted to comment on Trump, but real quick before that, when I went to East High School in the early 80s in Denver, and I remember getting a book out of the library called The Texas Connection. It was it was done about how Lyndon Johnson was really tied in with the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that book?
I've read that book. There's nothing to Lyndon Johnson in this. I mean, it's fair game for conversation, but Lyndon Johnson's not part of it.
they made a good case for it. Real quick on President Trump, and I'm a huge supporter of his, but I think it's come point now with that race in Georgia where he needs to concede. He's going to make it hard for those Republican senators to win down there. I think that Perdue may come out on top just because the Libertarians, what cut into his lead, they're not running against him anymore. But it's time that Donald Trump, in order, if he wants to try to run in 2024, and he needs to just concede the race, and we all need
well,
to just...
The Georgia Secretary of State certified the election for Joe Biden, so... I mean, you're talking about wrapping this up, if that's the right term to use. It was interesting, man. I mean, the things that were said for these last couple of weeks, and again, not that I, you know, it's okay, but we took the heat that we took on the morning show for nothing more than speaking the truth, as it's happened so many times. And now I'm already hearing that everything that happened is because the witnesses were threatened. No, Donald Trump lost the election. I don't want that to be true, but it's true. And what will happen if he doesn't? If he doesn't concede, then what will happen? I have this very frightening belief that he'll become a government in exile. He will launch his own media network, like a Radio Free Europe or Radio Free or Radio Marti. I mean, I'm serious about this. I'm not making this up. He is, he's gone dark. He hasn't appeared much anywhere. The Thanksgiving holiday's coming up. Mrs. Trump is standing by, I guess, today to do a photo opportunity at the White House Christmas tree this morning. The president literally has really vanished. I don't know what all of this means except sending the people out that he sent out, including a friend of ours, Jenna Ellis, watch the wheels come off of Sidney Powell, watching Lynn Wood turn into exactly who I've always believed Lynn Wood to be. I know he had those two wins against the networks that made him a champion, but I also know what he did during the Ramsey investigation.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I remember Donald Trump during his State of the Union address saying that this was going to become a socialist nation, and that's the way with what he's doing right now and his activities. That's the way it's pushing it, you know. And I think some of what cost him this election, I don't care about his attitude myself, but I think some of the stuff that he's doing, like right now, is what turned some people off and trying to vote for Joe.
Yeah,
Biden.
I mean, yeah, I. This is yet to be fished out, but how much of this? I mean, because the guy did all the right things. The Republican establishment, the military establishment. Now, so opposed to getting out of Afghanistan. We got to get out of Afghanistan. We got to get out of Iraq. We have to leave this alone. And right away, the swamp is screaming, no, don't leave Afghanistan. And Joe Biden, I fear that man having the throttle. I really do.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and what's going to happen, if we get a Senate majority back, which I hope we do,
I don't know.
I think we're going to see McConnell and Graham go back
remember,
to the swamp again.
Remember one thing, Cory Gardner.
Yep.
They're going to need Cory Gardner. I said they were going to need Cory Gardner. Cory Gardner, I mean, they're not even shame-based. The entire Republican outfit in Colorado isn't even shame-based. They're not even ashamed of what they did. They cheered on John Hickenlooper and their acceptance speeches, that appearance on Stephen Tubbs' show, the whole thing. They're not even ashamed of what they allowed to happen. They allowed it to happen. And now when you're going to...
I'm sorry, Peter, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, now Cory Gardner's going to be well-needed, and what you're going to do, you got John Hickenlooper showing up. So, you know, more of the same.
I saw an author that wrote that was talking about the Republicans like Romney and McCain, that they almost took pride in losing with dignity, as he said, is what the problem
I have no idea what the Republican Party is or even stands for, except they should be ashamed of themselves, and they're not. And that's
right.
The problem. Bubba, thanks, man. So back to all of this. And Kennedy was 57 years ago.
57, boy, it's hard to, wow.
I mean.
That must That must put you and me in our 70s.
Well, we're old men, but I remember how that affected my dad because, you know, they were the Irish
kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, wow.
Sure, yeah.
And Jack Kennedy was dead.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
And then he gets shot on TV. Jack Ruby, who's mobbed up.
Mm-hmm.
Jack's mobbed, and man. So, everybody, it's 57 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and it fades. But I think it's I always said it was the beginning when John Kennedy's life was taken. That was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed you after that straight into Vietnam.
Yeah.
And after that, the insanity that followed with Nixon, the only shining light, I swear to you. And I was thinking about it last night. Ron Reagan.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. The only shining light, decent human being to sit in that chair was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
61 will be the high today. Lines are open, 303-696-1971. Actually, pretty nice weather, and for Thanksgiving, 45. But, you know, we're going to catch cold, and it's going to get cold. And if you want that warm house, friends and family, all your heating and plumbing needs, top-notch care, Mighty Plumbing and Heating. We talk about this as the deal. I know everybody's going to get busy, lots of people at your house, but you can bop it in there for the Friday after Thanksgiving or whenever day you can make it possible. Furnace safety check, $69. You can add on cleaning any drain for $69 for a limited time. There's a boom, boom. Mighty Plumbing and Heating takes care of your plumbing and heating repairs and replacements for the best equipment. They use Rudd. It's engineered tough, built to last. But here's the deal. Take this for $69. They come out and look at your furnace, and they wear the masks, and they use all the safe COVID practices, and they do background checks, and they just don't say they do. They do all of this and more. They came twice. They found something, came, fixed it. Mighty, most reliable, and the best. Ask for this deal. Mighty Heating and Plumbing. Call them at 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. Talk to Kevin and schedule the online. And if you want them to do the drains, they do the drains. Lines are open, 303-696-1971.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Two lines are open on a Monday morning, Thanksgiving week. Imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade, and what a parade it will be on Wednesday. This parade, we have celebrity. Actually, this was a great Billy Thorpe idea. Why don't we invite people to submit a float? And it's underway, and it seems to be working quite well. Monday, 61 to high, 29 tonight, 39 on Tuesday. The real question is, why did the Trump campaign get rid of Sidney Powell? And apparently, from what we're reading on insider tracks, that she was over the top. Those conspiracy theories were even too much for the Trump people. And according to some reports, his legal campaign to overturn the election results descended into the farce. And she alleged this vast plot, communist and Soros and GOP officials in Georgia. And she went after the governor of Georgia to steal the election. And the beat goes on, and they got rid of her. But again, I was trying to pull all this together. The elite strike force outlining this conspiracy, and we're going to talk about it, about the Kennedy murder. But there's Hugo Chavez, there's the PRC, there's Venezuela, there's Cuba, the Clinton Foundation, Republican Party, George Soros. Ballots arriving in trucks, New Jersey voters crossing to vote in Philly, hack judges, vote counters in Germany. They actually were counting in Germany and Japan. The beat went on, and I think it just got even too much for them. Lynn Wood got clipped right away. I have the headline, Lynn Wood bombshell, irrefutable evidence of fraud in Georgia recount. Yesterday, Georgia Secretary of State certified the election for Joe Biden. He got kicked out of court in 11 seconds. This is not helping anybody. Free TV. What did I watch over the weekend? My grandson came over. We watched the Bronco game on Sunday. I don't know. I was just busy reading. But there's the movie channel. There's this one about this young girl that learns to play chess in an orphanage. Whew. My daughter said, Dad, you got to watch this. And it's really bizarre. I watched most of that. Save lots of money. Here's the best family gift I can come up with is free TV. You give it to all of your family. Favorite television channels and still saving $1,500 a year off of my old bundled cable. But free TV's mission, these are great guys, man. Educate, empower, and help. TV and internet tech can be intimidating. They get you out of everything. They do everything but except turn the junk back in. I encourage you to get educated and save a bunch of money every month for your cable. Go to their website now and learn. This would be the ultimate family gift. Get it installed now and a free phone consultation. FREETVEE.com. Easy, simple. Call them 303-794-8600. Cutting the cord, the number again, 303-794-8600. You want to give a gift to your family? Quick five-minute call, save you $1,500 a year forever. 303-794-8600. We go to Carol. Carol, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday was my birthday. Kennedy was killed on my 17th birthday. And I remember I was sitting in American history class when they made the announcement that the president had been shot. And then a little while later, they said that he was dead and school was dismissed.
Yeah.
We were all in shock.
Yeah, it's the beginning. I've been drawn to this assassination, this murder, for probably all of my life since I really began to read and figure stuff out. It's the jump off. From Jack Kennedy's murder to Richard Nixon's resignation is one time period, and then it begins again. And all the insanity of Southeast Asia, Richard Nixon, Lyndon Johnson, it all really begins that day in Dealey Plaza, and it doesn't end until Richard Nixon gets on the helicopter and goes back to San Clemente. But it continues. I think it's also the beginnings of the true rise of the deep state.
Oh, yes, because you could see where the big lie started with Kennedy's assassination. And every time, you know, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, they were all false narratives about what actually went on.
The King assassination, there's a wonderful book called Hellhound on His Tail, about James Earl Ray and the murder of Dr. King. It's not necessarily a pretty book, but it's pretty honest. As a matter of fact, I think it's spot on.
Larry Elder covered the assassination of Martin Luther King.
I wouldn't trust Larry Elder with a, you know, so. But
he was talking about Jesse Jackson claiming that he was room.
That's true. And he wasn't.
And he appeared
on the Today Show with a bloody shirt. It's called Waving.
Right.
No. Jesse Jackson jumped over a lot of people. Ralph Abernathy was one of them, who really were with Dr. King throughout the worst of it. But I take that back. I know who I was coming up with somebody else. Come up another Elder. Larry Elder's right. With apologies to him in advance. But
that was in a book that he wrote about Jesse Jackson.
Yeah. You're right. I take that back. Because Jesse Jackson, he became the voice.
I moved here from Chicago in 2008, and believe you me, I had enough of Jackson and his son and the governor, who I guess just got pardoned in our state.
What's his name? Blago.
Yes. I thought it was funny because the person that blew the whistle on him was his father-in-law.
Well, they were selling the seat. Remember, they were trying to sell Obama's seat.
But it was his wife's father that really ratted him out.
And
he deserved it.
And Jesse Jackson's kid was, they were bidding on the seat, and then he copped
him
out.
Him and his wife. Yeah. They took turns in prison.
Oh, they pretended that he's all mentally deranged and everything, which is a cop out too. No, you're right. Those murders came boom, boom, boom. It starts out really with Malcolm X's murder. And there's every reason to believe Louis Farrakhan was directly involved in the murder of Malcolm X. And then you jump from Malcolm X. Actually, Jack Kennedy's killed before Malcolm X. Malcolm's killed after Jack Kennedy.
Right.
And then it goes from after Jack Kennedy's murder. And then it's Dr. King, and then it's Bobby, but all kinds of other stuff. All kinds of other things are taking place. The Diem brothers in Vietnam are killed in the tunnel. They're murdered in a coup. And it begins, I think what begins is all of this, who do you believe? And you, and then we come to the point, at least I've come to the point, where you believe nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. And I do truly believe in the deep state.
Oh, sure.
You can see how it's manipulating everything that goes on. It's got nothing to do with the citizens of this country.
You have nothing to do with it.
It's got to do with, you know, big industry and the military.
Yeah.
You know, Eisenhower warned about the military complex.
Absolutely. And who would know better? And it's interesting. I remain a Trump fan. I don't think he's doing anybody any favors right now, but he broke that cycle. He broke that circle, and they couldn't tolerate it. And they turned every single entity, every single variable in our society got turned from professional sports. And by the way, watching your Denver Broncos yesterday, all that Black Lives Matter stuff, it's all gone.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They've done their damage. They did their damage. Professional sports, but also the two things that have the ratings, the Nielsen's that have dropped like rocks, the NFL and Fox News. Fox News is tanking, like dropping like a rock. The NFL's dropping.
Well, those kids, when they took it over, man, they just ran it into the ground.
Well, the one, the liberal of the two sons has left the business altogether.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's gone. But... you know, I gotta say, the cutting's done. The damage has been done. Donald Trump was beaten, and he put up a hell of a fight. I mean, 71 and change millions of people, and I think he's having a hard time. I think Donald Trump's having a significantly hard time. But they turned out so many people to beat that man.
Well, look at what he walked away from to take that position.
But guys like that. I mean, what do I know? But
guys, and look at what he accomplished and was never recognized for.
They couldn't give it to him. And they had to beat him. And I think he could not believe he had been defeated. And so others, these are like true believers. This is like a religious experience. These people, they're on...
Well, just wait until you get the...
I'm talking about this inane defense is a religious experience for these people. It can't be true. You know, Moses has to be a real guy. You know, the beat goes on. And believers are much more frightening than people with the knowledge of what happened. But the true believers, they're never going to buy this anymore. I mean, look at the insanity of the people that believed Hillary Clinton won. And... you know, and so Hillary Clinton, who that morning says, we rise, we resist, she's applauded. Donald Trump puts up this fight, but he puts up the fight, and he shouldn't have put up this fight. But, I mean, especially with people like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and those people, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with Julia.
I can't believe what was going on with Sidney Powell, because she had a very good reputation until now.
People give people reputations. And people take reputations away. Excellent call. Well thought out. Thanks, Carol. We have a line open, 303-696-1971. Wilford Riley's on the show this morning. And then Lou Paper on the Kennedy assassination. And I think that's the first one. I mean, anybody that believes, I guess there are people that believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. But the person who pushed that, it was the guy that ended up, I mean, it's a fleece. You're being fleeced. Snow is coming. This is the first Thanksgiving in forever. Like, you'd eat the turkey and then go ski. Winter Park will not open until after December the 1st. Vail got open. I don't know. It's going to come under these constraints, but holiday gift giving is giving too, and we will ski. Snow is coming, and you know what that means. Visit Larson Ski and Sport to make sure you have all your gear ready out there. Have some fun. 7 days a week, they're now rolling. The guys at Larson will take time to get to know you, get to know the family, match with all the right brands so you can enjoy your time on the hill. Remember, little kids, always rent boots, skis, whatever you're doing, boards. Because, why, Peter? Well, because next year they're going to be bigger. So, and for, how about you? You have, you know, give yourself the gift or have, you know, for the mister, for the missus, the significant other, for yourself. Go shop. The new skis, actually, yesterday afternoon, I did see something. I saw the... woman's slalom racing from Finland. Shows you how geeky I am. They're in, it's dark all the time in Finland. They're racing under the lights, snowstorms. I said, Peter, that looks pretty good. Uncertain times, Larson has a solution for the rental 7 days a week. Cross-country skis, snowshoes, warm clothes, hats, helmets, goggles, whatever you need. Whatever, they'll make it work. They're our friends, convenient. You stop on your way up the hill or on the way down. Westbound on I-70, get off on Kipling, come down the ramp, make a left, go underneath I-70, head south on the right-hand side almost immediately after you come out of the tunnel, about 100 yards, look to the right, look to the west. There's a great big wooden box building, Larson's. 7 days a week, Larson's Ski and Sport, coming down, stay off, stay on the ramp, get off on the Kipling exit, just stay to the right, go south on Kipling, boom, there they are. Larson's Ski and Sport, south of I-70 on Kipling, larsonsport.com.
This is the Peter Boyles Show.
Monday morning, everyone. It is Thanksgiving week, November 23rd, short week, 5:52, 8 before the hour. Open lines continue in the next hour. And then we'll get a drop with Winfield Riley. Then we'll talk about the assassination of John Kennedy 57 years ago, examining the case, 57th anniversary. Amazing stuff. It's going to be a nice day. 61 is the high and 29 on Monday. It is amazing the fallout of what has now happened. There is no evidence presidential election votes were tallied overseas. I think that Sidney Powell crossed the line, got too crazy, way too crazy. And when Jenna Ellis, and the hit was done by Jenna Ellis and Rudolph Giuliani. Lynn Wood falls on his face in the court in Georgia. But here's that headline. Lynn Wood, I got irrefutable evidence of fraud in Georgia. Yesterday, the Georgia Secretary of State certified the election for Joe Biden. Careful, careful, always be careful. Belief is powerful, but it's light. Knowledge is the power. Watch your fill in the blank. Coming back on the other side with wide open lines, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade is going to be this coming Wednesday. Kelly Michaels has the con. Billy Thorpe's off, 710 KNUS.